This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday he was deeply distressed by an announcement Israel will initiate a complete siege of the Gaza Strip following an attack by the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas over the weekend.
No electricity, food, or fuel. The humanitarian situation in Gaza was extremely dire before these hostilities. Now it will only deteriorate exponentially.
The Israeli military said it had called up an unprecedented 300,000 reservists and was imposing a total blockade of the Gaza Strip in response to Hamas attacks that killed hundreds of Israelis and prompted retaliatory Israeli airstrikes. Iran's support for the Palestinian group Hamas is in the spotlight after Hamas militants crossed into southern Israel Saturday, attacking civilians and soldiers. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
The Hamas attack on Israel Saturday took most regional powers by surprise, but many analysts say Iran would have approved the assault in advance. Lina Khatib is director of the Middle East Institute at SOAS University of London.
Can only happen with explicit prior direct agreement from Iran. But this is very different from saying that Iran ordered these groups to do these attacks.
Iran has described Hamas's actions as the manifestation of resistance, but denied any responsibility. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The U.S. State Department says at least 9 American citizens have been killed in the weekend Hamas attacks on Israel. That's an increase over the previous toll of 4. It says an undetermined number of American citizens remain missing and unaccounted for. This is VOA News. At least 2,400 people were killed, thousands more injured, and homes completely destroyed in one of the deadliest earthquakes to hit Afghanistan in years, Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
The Taliban administration said thousands were killed and many more injured in the quakes. At a hospital in Herat, some of the injured were being treated. The World Health Organization says women and children made up 2/3 of the victims hospitalized. Afghanistan's healthcare system, largely reliant on foreign aid, has faced crippling cuts in the 2 years since the Taliban took over. Much international assistance, which had formed the backbone of the economy, was halted. Diplomats and aid officials say concerns over Taliban restrictions on women and competing global humanitarian crises are causing donors to pull back on financial support.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Flooding triggered by heavy monsoon rains in Myanmar's southern areas has displaced more than 14,000 people and disrupted traffic on the rail lines that connect the country's biggest cities. A senior official at the Ministry of Social Welfare, Relief and Resettlement says constant rainfall that began last week has caused flooding in the low-lying areas. Witnesses said the floodwater stood as much as 2.5 meters deep. This year's winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics has been announced. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Christopher Edling, Nobel Economics Committee member, announced the winner from the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences in Stockholm.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award Sveriges Riksbanks Prize in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel 2023 to Professor Claudia Goldin, Harvard University, USA, for having advanced our understanding of women's labor market outcomes.
Professor Goldin is only the 3rd woman out of the 93 Nobel laureates to have won the economics prize. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The Dominican Republic announced new measures to strengthen control at its border with Haiti, including an indefinite extension of the border shutdown it enacted last month, plus boosting military forces as well as a new exports ban. The Dominican Republic sealed its border with Haiti last month after it deemed construction work on a canal diverting water from a river a treaty violation, since it was launched unilaterally by Haitians without government support. Haiti's government responded to Monday's measures by saying it backed the rights of its citizens to equitable use of binational waters and continued to favor dialogue with Santo Domingo. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.